Jason, thank you for calling this morning.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on real quick here.
You sound like a man who may be on the verge of a massive headache.
Well, it could be. We've been proactive leading up to this morning and had some crews in last night to try to get ahead of things. Right now we're just battling the temperature itself. With the salt, it's not working as well as we'd hoped to at 8 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I know it's not supposed to rise too high, but the higher that temperature goes, the better the salt will work. But we're looking at probably. I just haven't had a good feeling, to be honest with you. Over the last 24 hours, I just feel like we're going to get hit pretty good here for the first time in several years.
Probably the worst one I've had in
a while.
So. You and I have never met face to face, so I have no idea how old you are. Did you live through the blizzard of 78? Do you have a feeling we might be on the crux of something like that?
I was 8 years old then, but I obviously remember it and seen photos recently and every once in a while they'll pop up on your social media sites. I don't think we're looking at something like that. I know that obviously the county and, the county is going to be in much worse shape and have much more of a difficult time than we will here in the city, but, I don't think we're looking at something like that. But, you know, anytime you get, you know, anywhere from what they're saying, 8 to 12 inches of snow, mm-hmm. and then you get wind on top of that, it definitely makes things a lot more difficult for everyone, for that matter.
And I'm sure you don't want your sense of adventure tried any more highly.
I'm not looking forward to anything that has to do with 1978. I'll be honest with you. From what I've seen there, you know, you're driving cars look like matchbox cars driving down the county roads back then. So, hopefully, I don't think we'll see that, but. We're probably going to look at probably the worst one I've dealt with since I came on in 15. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully, maybe if it goes a little bit south or north of us, I know we're right there on the cusp early on, and then things just started to ramp up in a hurry there over the last 24 hours. So
yeah,
seemed like every 2 hours I was looking, it was bumping up an inch, bumping up an inch. I'm like, is there going to be a stopping point here? We've had a night shift on for quite a while now, as I've talked to Ken in the past, and those guys were in at 1 o'clock this morning, so we've had crews in since 1 a.m. this morning, and they've done a great job, clearing downtown, clearing our main routes. Like I said, salt is not working as well as we would, but the main roads that we drive down, I came in, I checked several coming in, looked pretty well, and you can drive down no problem at this point, but that could change later on. When you're getting 1 to 2 inches an hour, that can catch up on you and catch you by surprise pretty quick. So we're trying to stay on top of things and still keep the guys in good spirits and rested and things like that, so they are fresh when they come back in. So
Jason, what do you want to have people do between now and say 4 o'clock this afternoon?
I would say, I know you said earlier that Daryl had called in, Daryl Sanders, and he's pretty much on point. Before 3 o'clock, let's get out, get what you need to get. I'm not a big believer in going out and buying the last gallon of milk and things like that, anything you can do that's going to keep you inside for the next, 24 hours, to 24 to 36 hours is the best thing, right now. And for us, in that time period, try to get, if you have a driveway, if you have a garage, please put your car in the driveway, in the garage. If you don't have to park on the street, please don't. That assists us, in big time. In this last recent storm we had, when we had 7 or so inches here a while back, it was a similar situation. It was on a weekend when some people were home. Most people are home anyway from work. And then, so we had a tremendous amount of cars on the road to where we weren't able to clear, and then it got frozen and got hard, and then it's more difficult after that for us to clear.
Yeah.
The nice thing about this so far, what I'm seeing, it's not that heavy, wet snow. It's more of a light snow.
Which wind can blow really easy.
But there's more of it.
Yeah,
and then obviously wind's going to move it real easy, especially out in the county. But
okay.
We just, that would help us out tremendously. We're working on side streets right now. I just want people to understand, last time we, in this past storm, We had several calls, guys, people are saying, hey, aren't you going curb to curb? And what we try to do first and foremost is open the street.
Yeah.
You know, a couple swipes down each side to open it up so people can drive up and down those streets. And then as things start to slow down a little bit, we can go back later at a later time and curb things and open things up a little bit more at that point. So, you know, those are things that we saw. And then, you know, the guys that are out plowing snow for parking lots, please be aware of where you're putting your snow at. We had a couple businesses that had parking behind their businesses where people were plowing right in the area of their entryway of their business. And, you know, of course, they don't care for that too much, and I'm usually the first guy they call. So,
right.
So we want to stay away from that. If you're plowing apartments, you're plowing parking lots downtown, please be aware of where you're putting your snow at. We've got a great group of businesses downtown. We want to keep continuing to work with them as best we can. So, and I think today being a holiday, there won't be as much traffic on the road. It didn't seem like that on the way in today, which is a nice plus for all of the, you know, the state, the county, and myself and my crew as well. So all the equipment's working good. We haven't had any issues mechanically here, so everything's looking good at that point so far.
Jason, let me ask you one more thing, because you guys are not doing trash pickup today, but you're doing a double pickup tomorrow. How much could this affect that?
It'll affect it quite a bit, Ken. When I was talking to Annie last night, and you'll probably get a release soon, but I told her that, you know, we need to reiterate and let people know that it may be a little bit later when we get your trash on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's probably the worst thing that I've worried about more than anything is it came on a holiday to where we're going to do a double trash pickup, on Tuesday morning, the biggest part of the snow is going to be, you know, 12 hours or less before we start. So,
right.
Just bear with us, give us some time. We're still going to be there to pick it up. It just may not, if you usually get it picked up at 11, you look out and it's still there. Don't get too worried. We'll be there to get it.
Okay.
Just give us a little extra time.
All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I think that's it. I just appreciate you guys having us on.
Not a problem. Anytime, you know that.
If you have any questions during the day, just get a hold of me. I'll be available and hopefully we'll just get through all this together. So.
All right. Sounds good. Jason,
thanks again. Appreciate
Jason,
it.
Thanks
Thank
much,
you very
man.
Much.
All right, take care of yourself.
Our line is always open for you, sir. Jason Forsyth, Frankfort Street Superintendent. Ken, thank you for helping me navigate
no
the
problem.
Finer points of that.
No problem.